back and enjoy the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Broadcast.
And welcome back to Charlie's Geekcast presents The Adventures of Superman. Our first episode today is Alonzo Craig Arctic Explorer Part 6, which first aired on June 7th, 1940, starring Bud Collier as Clark Kent / Superman. Enjoy!
Presenting the transcription feature, Superman!
Up in the sky! Look! It's a bird!
It's a plane!
It's Superman! Now, Superman, valiant fighter for truth and justice, champion of the weak and the oppressed, who has appeared on Earth from the outer reaches of the universe with a physical structure never before attained by mortal men. Superman, who is stronger than a locomotive, faster than a speeding bullet, and who walks about among human beings disguised as mild Clark Kent, news reporter for the Daily Planet. When we last saw him, Kent had captured the Indian witch doctor and found that he was the missing explorer, Alonzo Craig, completely under the effect of a native poison. As our story continues today, Kent and his friends have brought Craig and the fabulous Indian treasure safely out of the sunken temple and back to their igloo camp. But an Indian war party is close on their trail, and as Kent remains outside on watch, Captain Walters and Professor Peters hurriedly pack up food and supplies, while beside them the unconscious form of Craig, still bound, moans and tosses in rising delirium.
Oh, no.
Professor, what do you think them devils done to Craig?
Captain, I have no idea. It's impossible to say. Maybe in some sort of hypnotic trance.
Well, I doubt that. He'll be out of it by now.
Or it may be some drug, Indian poison, something that we know nothing whatever about.
Professor, what if it is? I mean, some drug. What can we do?
That remains to be seen, Captain. I fear.
Oh, I doubt very much. Poor fellow. 3 years of this.
Listen, the dogs. Where's Kent?
What are they yelping for?
Kent! All right, Captain.
Kent, what's going on? Are we starting? Can we make it?
Can the dogs make it, Kent? Are they rested?
The dogs might make it, but we're not starting. Not now.
What do you mean?
Listen. Too late. We're caught.
Caught?
The Kunalakas are coming down the trail. We've got to stay where we are and make a stand.
We can't do that. They'll kill us. They'll murder every last one of us.
No, they'll do the same if we try to leave, and quicker. Get that axe, Captain Walters. Knock a hole through the wall. Just a small one. I'm going to give them a taste of this rifle. Hurry it up.
Trapped in the igloo, Kent and his comrades hold off the hostile Indians. Night falls, and the Indians make camp outside, waiting.
Oh. Kent, what's the time?
A little after midnight, Professor. Something wake you up?
I don't know. What's going on?
No change. I'm keeping watch. As far as I can tell, the Indians have made camp in a circle about 100 yards away. They mean to starve us out.
How many of them are there?
I can't be sure. I think it's just a small war party. The rest of them are back at the temple. That's not my real worry.
But what do you mean?
How's Captain Craig?
Well, it's a question if he'll ever recover, Kent. He's getting worse.
There's only one thing to do, Professor. If there is some secret, some way of bringing Craig back to health and reason, the Indians are the only ones who know it.
Then I'm afraid Craig is doomed.
Well, get some sleep, Professor. I'll call you when it's your turn to go on watch.
All right, Kent.
Sleep steals again through the dim interior of the tiny igloo, where hope is all but dead. But outside, high over the ice fields of Ellesmere Land, a dim shape hurtles through the night, Superman, red cape streaming in the wind, returns to the sunken temple in the cliffs of ice to force the secret of Krag's madness from the Cunalaka Indians. We find him now in the heart of the secret ice caves.
They're still there. I can hear them chanting. Ah, there they are. And they see me. Now, down. Down into the middle of the temple. Down. Where's your chief? I want to talk to him. And put down those spears. Drop them.
White man, you think pleasure. We kill you, white man.
Oh, you want to fight, do you? I said drop those spears. All right, if you insist on it. All right. Now, where's your chief? Don't try to get away. All right, chief. You and I are going to talk. What have you done to Alonzo Krag?
You let go. I kill you.
Not this time. What have you done to Alonzo Krag? Quick.
Think, white captain. You never know that, white man. I never tell you.
Oh, yes, you will. You'll tell me right now.
I tell you, no. He medicine man. We make him medicine man. He stay medicine man till he die.
You tell me what you've done to Krag, or you'll die right here and now.
Come on, Oyo. You think so, white man. Go and kill me. Kill all Indian. But you never learn secret of Cunalaka. Never, never. White man, he stay medicine man till he die.
Hold Krag, Walker. Don't let him hurt himself. He's getting delirious.
He wasn't as wild as this last night.
I tell you, there's going to be a crisis. He can't go on as he is now. Where on earth is Kent?
Peters, how is Captain Krag?
Kent, man. God bring mighty.
Where you been? Never mind that now. How's Krag?
But, Kent, what did you do?
Peters, how's Krag? Never mind the questions.
Kent, he's worse. And see for yourself. He's mad. Delirious.
He's afraid of that. Right here. You hold him, Walters.
Thank you.
Professor Peters, help me get his mouth open.
Hey, what? When, Kent, what are you going to do? What's that powder?
I said hold him. Now then, Peters.
Yes.
Right, just a second now. Do your best, Peters.
Oh, he's locking his teeth. There you are, quickly.
There. That does it. You got most of it. All right, now water. Make him drink. Force it down his throat. Quick.
There. Kent, what is it? Where did you get that powder?
Never mind. There's one chance in a million. More water, quick.
Kent, what was that stuff you gave him?
Look. Look at him. He's turning white. Kent, what have you done?
The only thing I could. If I've killed him. But we had the chance.
Kent. Professor. Listen.
Walters, get the rifle. It's the Indian.
Careful, Walters. Watch what you're doing.
Kent, they're coming. They're coming, sure enough. Hand me the gun.
Here you are, quick.
No, Walters, don't shoot. Don't.
What do you mean, don't shoot? They're right on top of us. They're coming right for the igloo, Kent. They're here.
Kent.
Walters, give me that gun. Give it here.
What are you thinking of, Kent? They're coming right in. They'll kill us.
No. White man, we come.
So I see. You'll have to wait, Chief.
We no wait. Where is White Captain, Medicine Man?
Lying right there. See for yourself.
You wait too long. We do what I say.
You'll wait until I see what happens. If the captain recovers...
Where is treasure? We take treasure now.
Kent! Captain Krag!
Look at him. He's trying to get out. Krag. Alonzo Krag.
What is it? What's happened?
You see... White Captain, speak. You give us treasure, we go.
Krag. Captain Krag, it's Walters. Old Ike Walters. Kent, he knows me.
Chief, I'll do what I said. You've done your part. You see that chest? Take it. It's yours.
Kent, have you gone out of your mind? That's the Indian treasure.
I know it, but I promised.
White man, now we go. Let you go in peace.
Kent, what have you done? What is it?
Captain Krag, take it easy. It's all right.
Walters, how is he?
Kent, he's weak, but he knows me. Say, I reckon he'll come out of it after all.
Kent, I don't understand.
Professor, I'm sorry. I did the only thing there was. I went to the Indians. They refused to give me the antidote to the drug. So, I bargained with them. I promised to return their treasure if they gave me the antidote.
What is it? You gave them back the treasure? All those gems? That gold?
Oh, it was theirs anyway. We had no right to it.
Yes, I gave them back their treasure, Professor, for Captain Craig's life. And it was the best bargain I ever made. Look, look at the Indians, Professor. They're going back to the Valley of the Ice Cliffs, back to their country. And we're going back to ours with Captain Craig. Come on, we'll get the dogs harnessed.
That foghorn. Last time I heard it, Kent, was over 3 years ago. It's like coming back from the dead.
Well, we're glad to have you back, Captain Craig. Oh, and that reminds me. This ring. I took it from you in the cave.
No, Kent. I want to say something to you.
Oh, please, Captain.
No, Kent. Don't worry. I'm not going to even attempt to thank you. There aren't words in the language for that. But I do not want you to return the ring. I want you to keep it.
Captain, it's a family heirloom.
I know. My father gave it to me years ago. He valued it above everything else in the world. And so do I. That's why I want you to have it, Kent.
Captain, I'll look here.
No, but when you saved a man's life, and more than that, you can't refuse him one small favor.
Well,
Please, Kent. I want you to have this ring. It carries the initials of our family. And there's a secret opening back of the seat. Here, give me your finger.
Captain, I don't know what to say, really.
Well, we won't either of us say anything, Kent. We can't. But I want you to remember that this ring is a symbol. It's a symbol of the saving of a man's soul.
Captain Craig, I'll keep this always. Look, there's Captain Walters waving to us from the bridge. We're nearing land. Come on.
The mystery solved. Captain Alonzo Craig returned to health and sanity after 3 years of living burial. And Clark Kent with another amazing, sensational story for the Daily Planet. But even while the expedition makes its way back to civilization, another assignment, even stranger and more bizarre, is taking form. Tune in next time and follow the story of Superman.
Up in the sky! Look! It's a bird!
It's a plane!
It's Superman!
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Action Comics magazine.
Our second episode of the day is Horace Morton's Weather Predictions Part 1, which first aired on June 10th, 1940.
Presenting the transcription feature, Superman!
Up in the sky! Look! It's a bird!
It's a plane!
It's Superman!
Now, Superman, mighty visitor from another world, who came to Earth when the planet Krypton was destroyed by quakes and explosions. Superman, who can bend steel in his bare hands, leap tall buildings at a single bound, race a speeding bullet to its target, and walks about among human beings disguised as Clark Kent, news reporter for a great metropolitan paper. As our story opens today, Clark Kent is on his way through the city room of the Daily Planet toward the private office of editor Perry White. As he is about to knock, he realizes that Lois Lane has approached, apparently headed in the same direction.
Hello, Miss Lane.
Oh, hello, Mr. Kent.
Hey, you're looking great. Oh, what's new?
Ask me later after I've seen the old man.
White? Well, that's where I'm headed myself. He just called me.
He just called me, too. Say, what's the big idea?
Haven't you heard? Conference of Leaders of American Journalism.
Oh.
Well, here we go.
Come in. Oh, hello, Kent.
Oh, Swain.
You too, Lois. Fine. Come in. Close the door. Now, Lois, I'm entirely too old to lose my sleep on account of any members of your family.
My family, Mr. White? Oh, you must mean Uncle Horace.
Right. I do mean Uncle Horace.
Look here. If this is a family row, Mr. White, maybe I'd better run along.
Now you stay where you are, Kent. You're in this, too, or you will be.
Who's Uncle Horace, Miss Lane?
Uncle Horace is Dr. Horace Morton, one of our leading private meteorologists.
Our leading which?
He's a scientist. He studies all about the weather.
Oh. He does more than that, Kent. He's probably the world's most accurate forecaster. His record of accuracy is simply amazing, and he won't tell us a word about it.
Secret system, eh?
Oh, Uncle Horace is just old and crotchety. He never reads the newspapers, and he doesn't like journals. I know what you're leading up to, Mr. White. You want me to go out and get an interview from Uncle Horace on how he does it. But it just isn't any use.
Just the same, young lady, that's where you're going. You and Kent.
Oh, please, Mr. White, I haven't seen him for years. I doubt if he even knows I exist.
All the more reason for calling on him. Charming niece, doting uncle, show him what he's missed. Now, seriously, Lois, it's got to be done. If I'm right, there's a red-hot story.
All right, Mr. White. I'll try. But you know...
Never mind the buts. That's your assignment from now until further orders. You understand, Kent?
Now, look, Mr. White, bring me up to date, will you? Where is this old... this distinguished old scientist? What does he really do?
Well, I can answer the first part of that, Mr. Kent. He lives on top of Music Mountain, outside of New Birmingham.
Just like a murder mystery, Kent. All alone by himself. Except for Elmer Rogers.
Oh, who's Elmer?
Assistant, handyman, secretary, chauffeur, grass cutter, comet catcher.
All right. Now, what about Dr. Morton? What's the real setup?
Kent, it's amazing. No one can explain it. But Dr. Morton's weather predictions over the past year have been practically 100% correct.
Well, how do you know he isn't just lucky, Mr. White?
Don't run down your family, Lois. Accuracy like that isn't luck. Matter of fact, he's admitted that much himself.
Oh, he has, eh?
But that's all. He won't say another word. And it's important. If some definite workable system exists for really forecasting the weather, it's got to be known. Why, confound it, the man doesn't realize what he's holding back. Apparently, he can't see what it might mean to human beings all over the world. And that's what I want you to point out to him.
Marching orders, Miss Lane. When do we start?
Right away. Motor to New Birmingham. Go from there to Music Mountain. Oh, come, Lois. Don't look so sour.
Oh, I'm not sour. Just resigned. Come on, Mr. Kent. Even if nothing else happens, they say the view from Music Mountain is lovely.
You get more than the view or don't come back. And, oh, yes, give my regards to Uncle Horace.
Good grief, Mr. Kent. Did you ever see it rain harder in your life?
Well, to put it in words of one syllable, no.
Where in the world did it come from? Just a little while ago, it was perfectly clear. And the weather report on the radio said it was going to remain clear.
Wonder what Uncle Horace's weather forecast was. Well, if we have any luck, it won't be long till we know.
Say, where are we?
Outside of New Birmingham. Say, look at that rain, will you? It seems to be getting worse. Now, I'm going to pull up a bit till this stops. I only hope it keeps up.
You only hope it keeps up? Why?
Haven't you heard? If it keeps up, it can't come down.
Oh, just one more like that, Clark Kent.
I know. You'll walk home. Hey, look, someone's coming.
Yeah, with his headlights on. He's coming fast.
I'll switch my lights on, too. I don't want him to hit us.
Why, they're stopping. Look, they jumped out of the car. They're running this way.
In all this rain. What the dickens are you supposed...
Get out of this car. Come on, make it fast. Hey,
what's the big idea? Who do you think you are?
Come on. I got no time for back talk. Get out of the car.
I see you.
Mr. Kent, look out. He has a gun.
We want this car. Come on.
Mr. Kent, do as he says. Don't argue.
Come on. You heard me. Make it fast. Come on. Okay, baby.
Quick, don't make him angry. Let him have her car if they want it. Look, they're turning around. Mr. Kent, what do you think it is?
I think it's some kind of a getaway, Miss Lane. They're one jump ahead of the police, and they think they can break up their trail by switching cars. Let's get in their car, quick.
What are you going to do?
I knew it. They've taken the keys. You stay in here and keep dry, Lois.
Well, you get in here, too. Mr. Kent, wait.
You'll be all right. I'm going to beat it back to the nearest phone. Now, wait right where you are until I get back. Now, then. Thank heavens for the storm and the fog. She can't see me changing to Superman.
Back to the nearest phone, eh? I think not. I'll settle with those birds myself. Up we go. Up and away. I don't know what's happened, what they've done, but they're outside the law, that's plain enough. And they've stolen our car. They won't get away with it. Too bad if I have to smash it up. There they are. Going like the devil, too. Down, down. I'll drop down in the road ahead of them and make them stop. Now then. Here they come. 70 miles an hour. Oh, so you won't stop, eh? We'll see about that. See how you like hitting a Superman. Here they are. Now. Bounce right off me to the ditch. Catch them before they come up. Run. Don't try to run. There we are.
Get away. Quick, babe, beat it.
Beat it, eh? Not this time. Don't pull that gun. Here come the police. Just to make sure they find you when they get here. That does it. He's out, but not hurt. Here comes the law. Got to get back to Lois. Up we go. Up, up. I'm afraid our car's wrecked for keeps. Too bad. Well, we'll get the police to take us back to town. Then we'll get another car and head for Music Mountain.
Late the following evening, Kent and Lois Lane in another car ascend the dark and winding road up Music Mountain.
Boy, some road, I'll say. Wonder how your uncle ever gets down to civilization.
Huh? What?
I say, I wonder how your Uncle Horace gets down to town for his beans and bacon.
Oh.
What's the matter? Not sick, are you?
Oh, no, I'm all right.
You've been awfully quiet lately. Sure you feel all right?
Certainly I'm all right. Say, aren't we almost there?
We're almost up the mountain. I suppose the road ends at the observatory. Yes, there it is. Through the trees ahead.
Oh, yeah. I guess that must be it. Mr. Kent, look, wait a minute.
What?
Stop the car. I want to talk to you before we get there.
Oh, well, sure, but what's the idea?
Mr. Kent, I've been thinking. There's something I ought to show you.
Something you ought to show me? What are you talking about?
Look, this piece of paper. I found it in the car. You know, the bandit car.
Well, what is it? Let me see it.
There's writing on it. Read what it says.
Switch on that dashlight, will you? Thanks. All set. Professor promises storm at 3:30. Be ready to go when it hits. Say, that's mighty queer, Lois. You say you found this in the car?
Yeah, after you went looking for the police.
They said those fellas had pulled a payroll holdup and made their getaway in the thunderstorm.
Mr. Kent, would that mean Uncle Horace?
Great Scott.
Oh, if it did. Oh, no, I can't believe it.
Oh, of course not. No, you've got it all wrong.
No, but Mr. Kent, what else can it mean? Professor promises storm at 3:30 and... just before 4 when we met them on the road and they took our car. Mr. Kent, you don't think there's a connection between Uncle Horace and those payroll bandits, do you?
Come on, Miss Lane. There's the observatory. Now, you let me take that paper and just forget about it. Come on.
Mr. Kent, it's all dark. There's no light anywhere. It's so gloomy. The whole place is gloomy. So worried and... afraid.
No. Here, pull yourself together. What are you afraid of?
I don't know. I just have a feeling something's wrong. Something's happened.
Oh, nonsense. Here we are. I'll knock.
Listen, is anyone coming?
I don't think so. Yes, there is too. There, he's right back at the door.
Who's that? Who's there?
Uncle Horace? Is that you?
Uncle Horace? Are you looking for Dr. Morton?
Oh, why, it's Rogers. Rogers, don't you remember me? Lois Lane? It's years since you've seen me, but I do think
Lois
you might...
Lois Lane. Oh, Miss Lois, thank heavens you come. Come inside, quickly, before he hears you and comes down.
Why, what's the matter?
Inside while I close the door. Go. Miss Lane, Miss Lois, you don't know what it means to see somebody. Somebody I can talk to.
Well, Rogers, what's the matter? You sound absolutely terrified.
Terrified? Wait while I tell you. Oh, Miss Lois.
Someone's coming. Down those stairs.
It's him. He heard you knock. I can't tell you now. He's coming. Now, don't say a word. Remember, not a word. Not one word.
Sudden, unexplained mystery at the observatory of Dr. Horace Morton, high on the lonely slope of Music Mountain. What has happened? What terrible secret does the assistant Rogers wish to share with Lois Lane? And what is the connection, if any, between Horace Morton, world-famous scientist, and the thunderstorm bandits of New Birmingham? Tune in next time and follow the story of Superman.
Up in the sky! Look! It's a bird!
It's a plane!
It's Superman!
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Action Comics magazine.